Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. It's 48 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of deliberations beginning soon in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito writing a letter to Congress refusing to recuse himself from January 6th cases after two flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying from two of his homes. He says his wife put them up. 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted by a Hong Kong court. They were all involved in the 2019 demonstrations across the country. They could now face life in prison but are planning to appeal. This is ABC News. It's a no for Scott Peterson, accused of murdering his wife more than a decade ago.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project argued some items could be connected to Lacey's 2002 murder, like a bloodstained mattress in a burned-out van found the morning after Lacey disappeared, and a hammer and glove from a robbery just across the street from the Peterson home. But Judge Hill said the evidence presented wasn't enough to warrant a need to retest, and that some of the items were unavailable.
ABC's Kana Whitworth talking about DNA testing in the case. Weapons experts now say American-made bombs were used in an attack on the Gaza city of Rafah that killed at least 50 people this week. Israel's prime minister says the airstrike was targeting Hamas fighters, but what he calls a tragic mishap set off a deadly fire. Visa and MasterCard have agreed to pay nearly $200 million to settle a class action lawsuit over the fees that customers pay to get cash from ATMs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports this hour is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday in local baseball, Richland Center saw its season end in Mount Horeb. Final score was 12-4. Also, it was a win for Viroqua over Cuba City, 2-0. In WIAA tournament baseball yesterday, Riverdale will be in action today and face Pecatonica following their win 9-1 over Potosi Cassville yesterday. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Blake Perkins in a 10-6 win over the Chicago Cubs last night. A 5-run offensive explosion in the bottom of the third put the game out of reach for the Cubs. Elsewhere, it was a win for St. Louis, 5-3 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia beat San Francisco, 6-1. Miami, 9. San Diego, 1. The Dodgers, 10-3 over the Mets. Washington, 7. Atlanta, 2. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Boston 1, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Oakland. Kansas City beat Minnesota 6-1, Toronto 3, the White Sox 1. Yankees 2-1 over the Angels, Seattle 2, Houston 1. Detroit 8-0 over Pittsburgh, Texas 6-1 over Arizona. Pittsburgh was a winner 10-2 in the nightcap over Detroit. Colorado a winner against Cleveland 7-4. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 5-2 over Dallas. That's a look at sports on this Thursday morning.
Menopause begins at an average age of 51 and can be accompanied by a variety of symptoms and discomforts. Hot flashes, trouble sleeping, and surges in anxiety and depression are normal aspects of your body's changes. If you are going through menopause, consider talking to your primary care provider. There are a variety of medications and life practices that can help manage symptoms and restore quality of life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Today's forecast calls for plenty of sunshine and mild conditions, a high of 73, southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 75. And Saturday, 75, with a 50% chance of spotty showers through early afternoon. Mild with patches of sunshine later in the day as well. Looks like Sunday, 81, pretty nice with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, it is 48 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning on this Thursday, May 30th. This is Hunter Girl.
You always used to smile when you held your guitar, but now it feels like a reminder that you ain't got too far. Strong strings used to feel like breathing, but now it takes your breath away. Counting years, counting reasons why it won't work. But what if it does? What if tomorrow all those closed doors open? But if you
I'm been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line. Winding up somewhere one step ahead or behind. I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking loving a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
Some Waylon Jennings music for you this morning. I've always been crazy, and now they pay me for it, I guess. Anyway, we're at 48 degrees here at WRCO Studios. A reminder, coming up tomorrow night, a smelt feed to benefit the Living Hope Mennonite School will be held from 4 until 8 at the Credible Memorial Building in Muscadet. You can enjoy fresh fried smelt, hush puppies, potato salad, baked beans, dinner roll, and dessert. A free will offering will be accepted for that event going on tomorrow. And a reminder, Edward Jones of Richland Center will host Outsmart the Scammers, an informational program at the Brewer Public Library coming up Friday, June 7th at 9:30. The program is free and open to all. Registration is appreciated. Please call 608-647-8889 or email Donna.BODINET@EdwardJones.com, and refreshments will be provided that day.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's BTUSSEL.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Wondering we'd ever make it out of Omaha. Just two young hearts falling way too hard. My resistance wasn't helping at all. Saw the strap all night, straight into forever. See where this road.
Father,
Let's take a ride, baby. Good day to do that. Maybe ride the bike today. I don't know. 6:21 the time here on a Thursday, May 30th. It was a good Brewer win last night, although they made me nervous. They got out and it was like 7-1, like, ooh, here we go, going to be a rout. And then all of a sudden, well, here come the Cubs. And Cubs had a chance to possibly even hit a grand slam there at one point. Tremendous catch in the outfield by Blake Perkins last night, as he was able to pull one back in, and then in the next part, or the half inning that followed, he hit a home run. So that doesn't happen very often. 6:22. One more, we check sports around 6:40 today. Here's James Otto. Remember, these are the good old days.
All of my good times were in the past. Ain't no joy to be found living life like that. I couldn't feel the sunshine on my face. Everywhere that I'd go, I'd feel out of place. I finally figured out I'd never win that race. And now I'm amazed to find these are the summer day or a laughing child, but how it makes me feel just to see you smile.
To the graduating class of River Valley High School, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Town and Country TV and Appliance.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll cause you no just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do. It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you. I know I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Tell the kids I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup and then I'll go.
Claude Gray, I'll have another cup of coffee and then I'll go. Make sure you have plenty of cream and sugar, too. Yes, I'm not a black coffee person. I'm not really a big coffee person, but I do like something warm in the morning. So, yeah, that's what it is. And warm water doesn't cut it for me, no. Anyway, we're at 49 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low. A news update is coming up here on this Thursday morning. Coming Saturday, June 1st, to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st. The Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. A news update is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast featuring plenty of sun and mild conditions, a high of 73, a low of 48 tonight. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 49 and up one from the overnight low.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A UW System Regent whose term has ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Atwell was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Republican Governor Scott Walker, and his term expired May 1st. The Journal Sentinel reports that Atwell has informed UW System leaders that he plans to remain on the board until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has yet to name a successor to Atwell. Atwell is the CEO of Green Bay-based Nicolet Bank and one of two remaining Republican appointees on the 18-member board. Governor Tony Evers has weighed in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who's considering the case should recuse himself. Evers said he didn't think that was necessary and that the process should play out. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. Evers also said he doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes. The suit is expected to eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal judges now hold a 5-3 majority. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin aims to kickstart companies and entrepreneurs. Missy Hughes is secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. She said yesterday in Madison that the Wisconsin Investment Fund is literally planting a flag in the ground and saying we want to support entrepreneurs who want to start here, who want to grow here, and most importantly, who want to stay here. Hughes joined Governor Tony Evers and others to announce the fund. It's initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal grants and $50 million from private investors. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay on Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drug into the U.S. Wisconsin health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. The Democrat is running for a third term in November. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and Recreation Department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
It's geared towards children. We're going to do 18 and under. We're going to have lots of cool prizes. We've partnered with area businesses. This is an event that's been hosted by the Richland Park and Rec Department in the past. I wanted to do something with them, so Cops and Bobbers is kind of a more nationally recognized name for an event like this, but gets us involved as a police department.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
I was able to partner with Cabela's of Prairie du Chien, Walmart of Richland Center, as well as Culver's Subway, the Little Corner, and Crime Stoppers to bring some pretty cool prizes. Cabela's is offering 10 fishing poles. They're a Zebco brand. They're pretty good quality fishing poles. Three nice tackle boxes, and then we'll have four bluegill utility boxes full of tackle, two bass utility boxes full of tackle, and then Walmart is offering five fishing poles. A couple of them have a couple sweet Hot Wheels toy cars in with them. Again, more geared toward children. Walmart's also offering us or giving us 140 hot dogs with buns, so we'll have a grill master there. I don't know if that'll be Chief Jones or myself. And then also with Culver's Subway and Little Corner, they're offering coupons for free items. And then Crime Stoppers offering bottled water and then an appearance by McGruff, the crime-fighting dog.
Registration will be from 8 until 8:30, fishing from 8:30 until 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but may be done the day of the event. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. Several more ancient canoes have been found at the bottom of Lake Mendota in Madison. One of those dugout canoes was brought to the surface in 2021, one of two originally discovered. Now the Wisconsin Historical Society says they may have found a total of 11 canoes on the site, including one that may date back 4,500 years. The canoes are carved out of a single log each and were sunk in lake beds during the winter to preserve them. Archaeologists from the Ho-Chunk Nation have been working with the society on preserving the site. No further canoes will be brought to the surface. And the Department of Natural Resources is looking for hosts for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. That hunt runs from October 5th through the 13th and is open to hunters with disabilities. The DNR says properties need to be at least 60 acres in size and have to be able to host three hunters. Around 400 people take part in the hunt each year. If you want to sponsor your property or want to take part, you can find out more online at dnr.wi.gov.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Plenty of sun and mild conditions today, a high of 73, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48, and Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 75. In Richland Center, earlier it was 48, and that was followed by, it was actually a midnight reading of 55, so we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 49.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area scene. Baseball games again tonight. And the Brewers, with some home run power last night, powered past the Cubs.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The season ended for the Richland Center High School baseball team last night when they fell 12-4 in the regional semifinal game to Mount Horeb. The Hornets led 1-0 in the first inning when Brady Dosh singled and scored a run. The Vikings proceeded to plate 7 runs in the bottom of the first and added 5 in the second. Richland Center kept working hard and went on to plate 2 runs in the fourth and 1 in the sixth, and the game went all 7 innings. Cole Wassinger was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and Thomas Honer had a strong night as he was 2 for for 3 with 2 RBIs. He also came on in relief in the first inning for Lane Miller, who started the game. Hohner retired 8 batters in a row during the middle innings. Richland Center also had hits from Brady Dosh, Wes Bosworth, Lane Miller, Isaac Gauld, and Teague Perkins. The final season record for the Hornets, 6-12. 4 seniors played their final high school game, including Thomas Hohner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Perkins. Following the 12-4 win, Mount Horeb advances to today's regional final game with a rematch against Badger Conference rival Reedsburg. That will be played at Reedsburg High School today, as the Beavers scored a win 1-0 on Tuesday night to advance to that round. Edgewood was a winner last night in the other part of the bracket, 10-1 over Lodi. Viroqua got the win against Cuba City yesterday, 2-0. They advanced to host Mineral Point this afternoon. The Pointers had defeated Darlington by a score of 5-3. And Aquinas was a winner over Prairie du Chien, 11-1 in 5 innings yesterday. Division 4 action. Riverdale now knows its opponent and where they will play today. Pecatonica was a winner against Potosi-Cassville, 9-1 yesterday. So Pecatonica will host Riverdale today in Blanchardville, getting underway at 5 o'clock. Barneveld was a 5-2 winner against River Ridge, advancing to next week's sectional. DeSoto, 12-5 over Cashton. And Royal was a winner, 5-4 in 8 innings over Seneca. Bangor takes on Oliva Strum this afternoon at 5 for the right to move on to the sectional. In girls softball, some finals today in the sectionals, including Mount Horeb. They got a win last night, 4-3 over West Salem. They'll play Lake Mills in the sectional final. Adams Friendship will meet up with Broadhead as well today. In other action from Division 4, games include Horicon against Cuba City. That will be played at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. And Barneveld will take on Oakfield, and the sectional champion will be named in Division 5. And that's section. Well, the Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Blake Perkins in a 10-6 win over the Cubs last night. A 5-run offensive explosion in the bottom of the third inning put the game out of reach for the Cubs. Milwaukee was up 2-1 coming into that inning. Jared Koenig got the win in relief of Bryce Wilson. Christian Yelich credited Blake Perkins, who not only made a couple of tremendous catches, but had a home run last night.
He pretty much won the game for us on defense, not even counting what he did at the plate. Like, those two plays were, and you know, definitely the first one against Dansby was huge. You know, it's a really tough play when you're running that hard at the wall and like everything kind of happens fast. So that was a really good play, and then the one against Happ was unbelievable. Different situation obviously, but unreal catch, and he had some great ABs earlier in the game, big homer for us. So it's probably the best game I've ever seen him play.
The two teams wrap up the 4-game series this afternoon. Colin Ray starts for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, St. Louis over Cincinnati, 5-3. Philadelphia, 6-1 over San Francisco. And Washington beat Atlanta, 7-2 among the games. Also in the American League, Baltimore, 6-1 over Boston. Kansas City beat the Twins, 6-1. Toronto, 3-1 over the White Sox. And Seattle, 2-1 over Houston. The Yankees top the Angels, 2-1. He had a promising season as a rookie linebacker. Now, Lucas Van Ness has a couple of months to recover from a broken finger suffered during organized team activities. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the break is only in the tip of the finger affected. Van Ness closed out his first professional season on a high note, finishing with 8 tackles, 4 loss, and 4 sacks. Training camp gets underway July 26th for the Packers. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Thursday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex, is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Because I don't stay long, and they can't understand why a married man is in a hurry to ever go home. But I just tell them that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Hey, I used to be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just caught me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. And then a miracle came and everything changed, and I made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. We got two little kids calling me daddy, running all over the house. When they finally go to sleep, their mama and me cuddle and we snuggle and we party on the couch. Dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I said that all the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Right at home. All the fun that a man could want. All the fun that a man could want.
The amazing seniors of Richland Center High School. Congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and by Wilson Door and Construction. I looked into your eyes.
Thanks. That's Paul Brandt here on FM 100.9. Phil Nee with you. What a beautiful day. Oh, take in some fresh air. There you go. Before Henry Bray gets in here. Anyway, it's 50 degrees. We're up 2 from the overnight low temperature, headed towards 73. Now stay with us because we'll be giving away Brewer tickets this morning, courtesy of WRCO, WRCE, and Civic Media. 4 Brewer tickets for, Sunday's game. Wonder if Nil Fee can win those today. I don't know. But anyway, we'll be doing that between 7 and 7:30 this morning.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there. Here they come.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gift appliances, HD big screen TVs, and 2 floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American family insurance agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. Our news update from ABC is coming up next, but first of all, we got to haul some chickens.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and the 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, cause here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here. I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you wanna screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel now, wouldn't you know? The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a loose.